Good morning. This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Southeastern Wisconsin has a fairly well-established system of improved bike trails, from the Hank Aaron Trail in Milwaukee to the Oak Leaf Trail and the Ozaukee Interurban Trail and others.
But if a coalition of national and local organizations has its way, the existing system will be just the tip of the iceberg. The groundwork is being laid for an ambitious plan to connect the hundreds of miles of trails into one coherent network, a network they believe will benefit more than just avid cyclists.
The project is being called Route of the Badger, and among its proponents are the National Rails to Trails Conservancy and the Wisconsin Bike Federation. Keith Laughlin is president of the Rails to Trails Conservancy, and Dave Cheslevich is executive director of the Wisconsin Bike Federation, and they joined me in the studio recently. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
What would Route of the Badger fill? What need would it fill that the existing bike trails and networks of bike lanes in southeastern Wisconsin do not already accomplish?
Well, I think that what Wisconsin has is a very good system, and this is the opportunity to go from good to great, to become a national model, to demonstrate how we can connect the trails together to create a seamless trail and active transportation network.
Well, so for good but not great, what's missing?
Well, you know, what we know in Wisconsin and really all over the country is that trails were developed over time usually where they could be, you know, where there was an abandoned rail line or going through a park or underneath power lines or something like that. And that's great, but what we've come to realize is they weren't really linked up in a network the same way we have, say, our state highway network. And so really the Rails to Trails project, which they're doing in cooperation with us at the Wisconsin Bike Fed, is all about connecting up those disconnected pieces to create an integrated system where you can actually get where you want to go.
It sounds like going from sort of happenstance to deliberate.
That's a very good way to put it. And I think that the reason, the most important reason to do that is that the more connections there are, the greater the usage will be. And that's what we're really looking to do, is to increase the percentage of the population that is out being active using these trail systems.
Well, so talk about who this would benefit. I mean, who is already benefiting from the existing trails out there, and who's being missed?
Well, I think it's going to benefit everybody. This network really will cover all kinds of communities in Wisconsin. You know, the Bike Fed's offices are in the Menominee River Valley, in one of the poorest but also one of the most up-and-coming neighborhoods anywhere. And we're right on the Hank Aaron State Trail. And so there's already an existing trail, but now under this system, once we get it in place, you'll be able to travel all over southeast Wisconsin via a trail network. So really, equity is one of the things that is at the center of this whole project. We want it to benefit everybody in the community.
That's exactly right. And I think that this project has the opportunity to benefit people in small town, rural areas, in suburban areas, and right in the center city of Milwaukee. And it's important to us that equity component is important, so that, as I said, the more the trails are connected, the greater the benefits will be. But it's important that those benefits are as widely shared among the population as we can.
There have been some fairly well-publicized projects to do a better job of creating bike lanes in southeastern Wisconsin. There are several key neighborhoods in the region that have very visible, very designated bike lanes. This project is completely separate from that?
Well, I think it's important that we don't lose sight of the fact that we need both, that we need trails, we need lanes, we need things called cycle tracks, which are essentially lanes better set off than a simple stripe. In some places, you need to treat intersections, overpasses. There's all kinds of strategies that we need to create safe cycling infrastructure. But what we know is when you do that, more people will ride. Actually, dramatically more people will ride when they know they're in a safe facility, whether that's an off-road trail or a safe bike lane.
I think it's important to draw a distinction between types of bike lanes, because I think that there's some bike lanes, if it's just a stripe of paint, there'd be a certain percentage of the population who will be comfortable riding in traffic like that. But the notion of the separated bike lane, where there's an actual physical separation from traffic, will make a much larger portion of the population feel comfortable enough in terms of their stress level while riding that it becomes more like a trail. And so the lower that stress level is, the more comfortable people feel. There's a broader percentage of the population that will feel comfortable getting out and being active.
So paint a before and after picture for us right now. How many miles of bike trail exist in this region today? And what would you envision the result being from the full creation of Route of the Badger?
Well, presently in the 7-county area of southeastern Wisconsin, there are about 340 miles of open trail currently. And that is really unique in the country, that there's that much open trail in proximity to so much population. And so our rough initial estimate is that if we were to move from 340 miles to about 500 miles, we could connect this system into a really world-class trail system.
Well, and now presumably, I mean, despite the fact that the name of your organization is the Rails to Trails Conservancy, you don't need to find dead rail beds to do these connections, do you?
No, you don't. I mean, that's oftentimes a former rail line is the spine of this kind of system. But in addition to that, we can have those on-road separated lanes as another form of trail. We can also do a lot of work building trails along active rail corridors. So those corridors can also be open to make connections. And as Dave said, we sometimes use utility corridors. So it's what we're looking to do is how do we identify the infrastructure that connects together that creates the safe network.
Well, so what has to happen at this point to start identifying the infrastructure to connect these existing trails?
Well, in cooperation with Rails to Trails, there is a person in our office, John Siegert, works for Rails to Trails, but housed at the Wisconsin Bike Fed. And he's hard at work laying the groundwork for this project. And he's reached out to dozens of community leaders, both in the public and private sector. We had a major conference at Wingspread, bringing all those folks together, sort of getting everybody on the same page and building the institutional infrastructure that will then allow us to go forward, do the necessary GIS work, actually plot places on a map, and then move forward with creating the actual system.
Well, what would you anticipate the funding mechanism for doing something like this is?
There's a wide source of funding, but much of it comes from transportation budgets, because in the end, this is a form of transportation. It does link people with destinations, and for both walking and for biking. And so oftentimes these projects are funded out of some combination of local, county, state, and federal funding that comes out of the transportation budgets. And I think there's also opportunities here for public-private partnerships in which it's going to produce such benefit to the community that we think there's opportunities for private money to come in and support the project as well.
What is the climate in Wisconsin for getting something like this done with public money?
Well, the climate's very good, and we're really excited at the Wisconsin Bike Fed that Rails to Trails has chosen this part of the world to do this project. It's the first time this has been done anywhere in the United States. And so when this starts to happen, we're going to get national attention for this approach, and it will be replicable in other parts of the country. Wisconsin is a great state for cycling. You know, we have Trek here. We're the home to Trek, Sarah Cycling Group, Pacific Cycle, which owns the Schwinn brand and some other things, Planet Bike, some great local bike manufacturers like Fixation here in Milwaukee, bike shops, bike touring. We really are, frankly, the centerpiece of a lot of the bicycling industry in the United States. Bicycling is a $1.5 billion industry in Wisconsin, 14,000 jobs. And so if this would work anywhere in the United States, it's going to work right here in southeast Wisconsin.
Well, let me ask you this. You mentioned equity as a key part of the equation here. And so how do you do a project like this and make the case that it is about more than providing, for lack of a better term, another recreational opportunity for wealthy white people?
You know, it's about knitting. It's a great question. It's about knitting the community together. The bicycle can knit communities together. Let me give you an example. After the recent unfortunate incidents in Sherman Park, the Sunday after that, there was Milwaukee Ciclovia, which is an open streets project where you open up the streets to bicyclists, pedestrians, skateboarders, anybody who wants to use the street. And we had that event in a diverse neighborhood on the south side of Milwaukee, and it was one of the most diverse events you're going to see anywhere in southeast Wisconsin. It brought people together. And that's what we like to say about the bicycle. It knits communities together. In ways that, you know, if you experience your neighborhood on a bicycle, it's a different experience than sitting in a car, you know, surrounded by a lot of glass and steel. You interact with that neighborhood better. And so we think that in a small way, you know, I won't overstate it, but in a small way, the Route of the Badger can actually knit suburban and rural and urban Milwaukee, that region, together.
In the past, much, as Dave said at the beginning, much of this infrastructure has been built in kind of a random way. What we now have the ability to do using GIS mapping technology, et cetera, is to overlay that trail infrastructure along with census data to absolutely guarantee that the benefits coming from the future investment will also benefit low-income and communities of color as well. And so that we now have the ability to be very intentional about where the investment goes in order to ensure that the benefits are fairly shared.
Is there evidence out there that doing something like this drives economic development in the areas around bike trails the way the case has been made for economic development happening around, say, light rail or other forms of mass transit?
Absolutely. And I think that the Hank Aaron Trail is a perfect example. It is an example that's used nationally about how the redevelopment in that area and the building of that trail has increased property values, has brought in increased investment, and has really helped to lead, is contribute to the economic revitalization of that area. But it's not just urban. I think that there are opportunities, for instance, out in Racine County to build out that trail system for the purpose of attracting bicycle tourism and really help to strengthen small businesses in the region.
I'll tell you what, if this project gets off the ground, and I know it will, this region will launch from middling for bicycle friendliness to the top. And that's going to help market the region to the kind of folks we want to move here who will create jobs.
Would you anticipate the trail network would allow people to better use bikes in a commuting way?
Absolutely. You know, we know that when you give people safe ways to get to work, a lot more folks are going to use them. One of the things, the primary things, the thing that keeps folks off their bikes is a sense of not being safe. And so providing these networks will absolutely increase commuting.
It really goes beyond bicycling and commuting in that in many communities, there aren't safe places to walk. And there's a large percentage of the population that would like to get out and get active in other ways that don't have sidewalks. And so this is an opportunity to reach a broader population that goes beyond the bicycling community as well.
We're having this conversation just after you've had an event to try to bring together stakeholders and potential stakeholders in the region. What's the next step for you?
Well, the next step at this point is to continue that community engagement piece that we've done, but to really take it much more down to the neighborhood level. And that there's also a big analytical piece here, as I indicated earlier, in that we know there are some obvious gaps on the map in terms of where these trail connections could be made. But at this point, we have to do some finer analytical work to make sure that we can prioritize the investments in connecting those together so that we focus on those that will provide the greatest return on investment for that public investment of infrastructure dollars. And so we don't want to just randomly connect things together. We want to go through very systematically working with community to make sure we're focusing the investment where it will create the most benefit for the most people.
People listening to this, I'm sure, are wondering, do you see this as a 5-year project, a 10-year project, a 25-year project?
I think we're looking at something that is a 5 to 10 year project. That's often how long it takes to do major infrastructure projects around the country. And this I think, is no different. And so I think it's something that requires a certain amount of patience and persistence.
Keith Laughlin and Dave Cheslevich, thank you so much. Best of luck to you in the work.
Thanks, Mitch.
Okay, thank you, Mitch.
Dave Cheslevich is Executive Director of the Wisconsin Bike Federation. Keith Laughlin is President of the Rails to Trails Conservancy. You'll find a link to more about their proposed Route of the Badger at wuwm.com.